Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقال عليه السلام في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان العدل الإنصاف والإحسان التفضل
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said about Allah saying in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 90, Verily, Allah enjoins justice, adl, and benevolence, ihsan. Here, adl means equidistribution, and ihsan means favor.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the universal persona, the immaculate persona, the beautiful persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. Now, of course, we find that there are so many different aspects and so many different angles and so many different facets of this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that truly one could be able to speak a whole lifetime about this persona, and of course how it is applicable to our daily lives. Now, one of the beautiful things that we find is, well, sure, we can talk about the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, whether it's generosity or it's charity giving or alms giving or helping the weak, helping the poor, protecting widows, protecting and taking care of orphans, or all the way to bravery in the battlefield, courage in the face of enemies, both domestic and international. I mean, you name it,
we find that it is included and it is part and parcel of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But apart from this, we find that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, has also really emphasized to such a great extent that we must follow the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so along with knowing about the persona of Imam Ali, it is really important to know how much emphasis has been laid upon the Messenger of Allah in order for the people to follow the path and in order to follow the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's interesting, it's to the point where in one instance we find that the Messenger of Allah says to Ammar ibn Yasir, he says to Ammar, he says, should you see Ali has chosen a path, but all the people have chosen another path, leave the people to themselves and opt for the path of Ali, for Ali's path is not worrisome, it is not troublesome. So here, dear friends, of course, we find that Ammar ibn Yasir is one of the trusted, loyal companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And here, he is telling Ammar ibn Yasir that, it's really a great and huge statement to make, that if all the people end up choosing a path other than Imam Ali alayhi salam, an individual should choose the path of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so it's almost like if they go into two different directions, then we should choose the direction of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And there's so many, you know, subtle things within this statement. Of course, that means that, you know, the Messenger of Allah, of course, is also the leader of the path of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the other imams after Imam Ali alayhi salam are following the path of Imam Ali alayhi salam because that path is the path of truth and it is the path of divine justice and divine truth, as we said. Now, how is it that Imam Ali alayhi salam is able to choose a path which is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, you know, the straight path? And in many places, Imam Ali alayhi salam is known to be that Sirat al-Mustaqim, that straight path. It is that persona, it is that personality, it is the manners, it is the ethical qualities, the ethical virtues, the different aspects of His Eminence's persona, which we have discussed over so many different programs. It is this aspect, it is this being, it is this existence of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which leads to choosing a path, which is the path of divine truth. And so if we want to attain salvation, of course, we must follow and obey the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it is the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, who has taught us these things. A very beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah, along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma inna qulubal mukhbitin ilayka walaha wa subulal raghibin ilayka shara'an.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seek redress from thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. One of the important elements or the dimensions of this universality of Ali is his sense of justice. You know, these days, peace is probably the most, discussed and coveted concept everywhere. Every nation talks about peace. Every ideology says we want peace. Every religion talks about peace. And then, when you see nothing is happening. The problem is, they do not think about it, that peace is not the beginning of the process. Peace is actually end result of a process which comes before it. And that process which comes before peace is known as justice. If you don't have justice, you cannot have peace. So it's futile to talk about peace, before implementing and maintaining justice in the human society. And so justice becomes a very important and a very noble value in Islam as well as the human society. If you look at the ayat of Quran, the words that are recited from Surah Hadid, ayat number 25, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is just one reason he explains why he sent the messengers. And in this passage, he's mostly referring to the Ulul Azm prophets. People like Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and Muhammad. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ He says, wherever we sent the messengers, our messengers, with bayyinat, clear proofs, referring to rational, intellectual arguments that they had. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ And we revealed with them their books and mizan. The balance to know what is right and what is wrong. Mostly this refers to the, in the Zahiri Tafsir, to the Sharia and the laws brought by the Ulul Azm prophets. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ فِيهِ بَعْثٌ شَدِيدٌ And then Allah says, we sent down, or we created the iron, And that is how this surah gets that name, Al-Hadid, in which there is, you know, strong and great might, because iron is obviously very strong. And there are manafi', there are benefits in it for the people also. If you look at this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I sent three things with the prophets, messengers. One is bayyinat, the proofs. Number two is the book. Number three is the mizan. Why did he do that? لَيَقُومَ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that people may maintain justice. If these, you know, guidance from the divine sources are implemented in human race and human society, people will be able to live their lives on the basis of justice. Qist means justice and fairness. And in order to implement that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I send the iron. Here, according to tafsir, including Amir al-Mu'mineen, says it refers to the sword. So there was a code of practice sent that if people follow, there will be justice in society. But Allah has given us freedom of choice. We are not robots. So Allah knows there will be some people who will not follow the divine laws, and there will be chaos, and they will disturb the justice in society. So there was a need to enforce justice by the governments, you know, especially the governments which are based on haq and the truth.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.